You know, it's almost Thanksgiving. And those of you that have been around here for the last couple of years know that during the Thanksgiving season, we take time to give thanks. And I know that this has been a difficult week on some, okay? I know that. We had our elections Tuesday, one person said it to me this way the next day, the very next morning. Happened to be here in the church and said, I don't think I've been so sad in a long time. And so I know there's feelings that are probably happy and there's feelings that are sad, but I just want us to be mindful of the season, to be thankful for what we have, as this song just said, for what God has done. And so, you know what? I know there's mixed emotions, there's questions, I've heard lots of statements, I've heard lots of concerns, but I just want to assure you, my friends, God is still on the throne. Okay? God has not changed. He's still on the throne. He's still in the saving business. He still wants people to come to the saving knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ. He's still in the transformational business. God has not changed. And so, I just wanted to take some time this morning to give thanks. And so let me start with this. 1 Corinthians 5:18. Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica, and here's what he says. Give thanks in all circumstances. 1 Corinthians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances. You say, Jim, I'm not sure I got much to be thankful for this week. I think we do. I think we've got something to be thankful for. And the next part of that verse is, after he says, give thanks in all circumstances, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. His will for us is to be thankful, to give thanks in all circumstances. And so, this morning, I've decided to, this week and next week, to do like we've done the last couple of years and give you a chance this morning to tell the rest of us what you're thankful for. I do have scripture. I do have a short message for us, but I want us to take time this morning to tell each other what we're thankful for. It may be completely unique to you. It may be possible that everybody's thankful of that. Whatever it is, I want us to take time this morning to say, I'm thankful for a few minutes. Tim has got a microphone there, a cordless mic. If you want to use that cordless mic, you're sure welcome to. Otherwise, just raise your hand and tell us. Don't be bashful, because I know you got something to be thankful about. Tell us what you're thankful for this morning. Go ahead, Lori. Did everybody hear what Lori said? Our church, some of you, Linda Beebe has headed this up, are helping the Pillager Baptist Church for the last 4 days. The Pillager folks are housing the homeless for 2 weeks. And you may or may not know this, in Motley, Staples, Little Falls, Brainerd, there are people, I can talk louder than that baby, Janelle, so don't worry about it. There are people with no homes. You say, no way. Yes, it's a reality. There are homeless in this community in November. And so when Lori says, I'm thankful I have a home to go to each night, she knows firsthand because she's seen the homeless face to face. Tom and others of you have helped with the homeless in the last 4 days. There are homeless that have no home to go to. So when she says, I'm thankful for a home to go to, she means it. Who else? Go ahead, John. Amen. John was just reminding us that we have a government and God is in control. He has not lost control. I'm thankful about that too. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm thankful that no matter what kind of problem or anything you've got, you can go to the Lord and He'll give you an answer.
Amen. Amen. I'm thankful about that too. Who else? Go ahead. Amen. Amen. Heal the heart, body, and soul. I'm thankful for that too. Linda? Amen. Amen. Maxine, what are you thankful for this morning? Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Maxine. Who else? Go ahead, Jay.
My family?
Yeah. You bet. You bet. Our physical family and our church brothers and sisters. Go ahead, Jen, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, you know, not everybody has a job. What is it? What is the statistic now? 23 million Americans still don't have a job. We need to be thankful about that, don't we? We take a lot of things for granted. Our homes, sometimes our health, sometimes our jobs, we take it for granted. The church family, the freedoms to come to church, sometimes we take it for granted, don't we? And we forget to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus who cleanses us from sin. I'm thankful, somebody said it this morning in the first service, I'm thankful for having met Jesus. These were not young people. These are people that met Jesus in their 40s and 50s, but they finally met Jesus face to face, spirit to spirit, so to speak. They surrendered to Jesus Christ as Lord. Anybody else? It is indeed. Should the Lord tarry, Thanksgiving is coming. You know what? There are so many things to be thankful for. I was at a funeral just yesterday. A good friend of ours in church here, she lost her mom real suddenly. She was told about 10 days ago, about 2 weeks ago, she was told, you're full of cancer. You have 3 months to live. She had 6 days. And she's gone. And Sherry and I were at that funeral yesterday, and I was talking to one of her sons. And he said, but Jim, I said, I'm sorry, Bill. But Jim, he said, I'm thankful. She didn't suffer for 3 months. Now she's with Jesus. You see, there is something to be thankful for, brothers and sisters, in all circumstances, just like Paul said, in all circumstances. I told the earlier service that this is what God put on my mind. Of course, I'm so thankful for my wife and children, grandchildren, parents. They just kind of got drug into the ministry with me. I'm so thankful for them, and I'm so thankful for our church family. But God put a unique thing on my mind just the other day, too, as I was preparing for this. A lot of you remember Howard Krupinski, and Howard was here with us for 2-3 years. And Howard gave his life to Jesus, and Howard was baptized right here. Do you remember Jan and Jerry Coleman, the missionaries that were here last spring from Hungary? Some of you saw Jan and Jerry. Well, they were here with us in late February, I think. And the very next day, I took them to the airport in Minneapolis-St. Paul and got them on an airplane. And I knew Howard was in the Mayo Hospital. And so I told Sherry, I'm this close, I'm going to Mayo. I got to go see Howard. And so I went on down to see him, found him finally in a building down there. And it's kind of madness in the Mayo area. There's buildings and there's hospitals, and it's kind of madness. But I went and found him finally and got up there on wherever he was, 10th or 12th floor, and we visited. Howard was sick. Howard was dying. 41 years old, and Howard was dying. And yet I got up there that night, and we had a good hour and a half visit or so, and during that time, we laughed, we rejoiced, we cried. And God just reminded me this week, I'm so thankful for that conversation. A few days later, he's gone. Gone to eternity. I even apologized to Howard that night for making him laugh because I knew he hurt so bad. The cancer was killing him, literally, killing him. And he laughed. And I said, I'm sorry, brother, for making you laugh. And he said, don't be. I'm glad you told me the stories. Made me laugh. I'm thankful for those unique experiences. And I've had lots of them with family and friends and you. I'm just so thankful to God for what he's doing in your lives. I'm just so thankful that God is still at work. And we might be a little disappointed about some of the things that happened in the election. We might be grateful or somewhere in between. But I'm telling you what, friends, we got something to be thankful for. If we know Jesus, we got something to be thankful for. We have a hope, friends, that if we don't know Christ as Lord, we don't have an eternal hope yet. There's still time. We're still taking in air. But if we don't know Christ as Lord, we don't have an eternal hope to be thankful for. You see, I've told you this before, and I think it bears repeating. Just because we die doesn't mean heaven's automatic. It's only automatic if you've trusted Christ as Lord. Then it becomes automatic. It is my home that awaits. I have this hope. But if I haven't recognized through the book that God has given us this gift in His Son, Jesus. If we haven't embraced Jesus as Christ and Lord, we're not ready for heaven yet. We're not ready for it. But I am so thankful, according to this book, God's grace is available to us. Doesn't matter how young, doesn't matter how old, God's grace is available to us, but we've got to embrace the gift. We've got to embrace Jesus Christ as Lord. And when we do, we have much to be thankful for, because we have an eternity with Jesus that awaits. Just like my good friend said yesterday, but I'm thankful, Jim, she didn't suffer for 3 months, because now she's gone on to be with Jesus. We got something to be thankful for. Anybody else? Next week we'll do it again for a few minutes, because I want us to be thankful together. Anybody else this morning before we go to Scripture? Yeah. Wasn't that a blessing? All them little ones gathered all around here. A lot of little ones. Praise be to God. Should the Lord tarry, that's the church of the next generation. Praise be to God. And those 90 that come here every Wednesday night on Awana, praise be to God for them. Let's take a look at Luke 17 for a few minutes. If you've got your Bible, I'm in Luke 17. If you don't have your Bible with this morning, it'll be on the big screen. I do encourage you to bring your Bibles. I do encourage you to read your Bibles. After all, how will we know the will of God if we don't know what's in the Word of God? And so I do encourage you to take time to get into the book. Get into the good book. Not just on Sunday mornings either. It's good for us to be in the Word and study and meditate and learn from the Word of God. Luke 17 this morning, there's a story that I'm pretty sure a lot of you know, but let me go over it for us. Luke 17, beginning at verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem, that's Jesus on his way back to Jerusalem. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. You know the story of lepers in the Old Testament, right? They had to stand on the outskirts. They had to stand away from everybody. They were dirty. They were unclean. They were diseased. They were leprous. And they were told, stay back. So they're on the outskirts. They're on the outside, looking in, so to speak. Looking at all the happenings in town. Looking in on what Jesus was doing. And yet Jesus came to their town, and these 10 on the outskirts cried out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And you know what, brothers and sisters? We may not have leprosy today, but if we have never met Jesus, we're still bound by the disease called sin. We're still bound by it. We may not have leprosy, but we got to come out crying to Jesus, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. And so here we are with these 10 lepers that said, Jesus, have mercy on us. So when the Bible says, so when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. You see, in the Old Testament, if they had leprosy, periodically they had to go back to the priest to see if they were clean or not, to see if they were getting any better, to see if they're well. So they would have to make these trips back and say, okay, priest, check it out. Do I still have leprosy? And so Jesus simply gave them the instruction that they were used to, go show yourselves to the priest. What was he doing? He was seeing if they would act on faith. Does this guy know what he's talking about? What's the priest going to say? He just told me I'm clean. I'm unclean. I'm dirty. And Jesus said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And so it was. Here's what the Bible says. As they went, they were cleansed. They were healed. By faith, they took off towards the priest to show the priest one more time. And as they took off, the Bible says, as they went, they were clean. They were clean of their leprosy. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. That's to Jesus. And he was a Samaritan. And so Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? My first question for us this morning, friends, are we like the 10? Are we like the 9? Are we like the 1? Are we like the 9 that just keeps on going, forgetting to give thanks? We just keep going through life, forgetting to give thanks, forgetting what God has done for me, forgetting that I live in the freedoms of America, forgetting that I can vote, I can choose. We just keep going and we forget to come back and give thanks. Are we like the one that recognized He's done something for me? He's done something for me. Number one, if you've cried out to Jesus in repentance and cried out to Him for Savior, He's healed you of this bondage called sin. He's set you free. You've been redeemed. Or are we like the one that keeps coming back and saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master, for helping me through this tough week, for helping me through this difficulty, for helping me through the loss of my loved one, for helping me through this disaster," whatever it is. We keep coming back like the one and saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing in my life. Thank you for what you're doing in my family. Thank you for what you're doing in my neighbors. Thank you for what you're doing in my church. Thank you, Father, you're still at work in America." In all circumstances, give thanks, Paul said, "for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And I wonder, is our attitude one today of the one or the nine? Friends, listen to me. I want you to get this. This is important. Do we have an attitude of being thankful in all circumstances, or only when things go our way? There is a difference. The verse reminds us, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And so I want us to think this through. I want us to ponder on this. Am I thankful in all circumstances, or am I thankful when I get things my way, when things go the way I want them? There is a difference. And God, in His Word through Paul, is challenging us to give thanks in circumstances, all of them. And so He calls us to that, Christians. He calls us to be a thankful people for what He has done for us. Like the song said, give thanks for what He has done for us. And so I want us to ponder today, brothers and sisters, am I thankful in all circumstances, or just when it goes my way? There's a lot of reasons to be thankful this morning. Friends, we've heard from each other. There's a lot of reasons, and I just want to encourage us to be like the one that came back and said, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my life. Thank you for what you're doing." I tell you, brothers and sisters, if you have trusted Christ as Lord, there is no greater decision. There is so much to be thankful for around that alone. It's eternal. If we have trusted in Christ as Lord, it is eternal. That is huge to be thankful for. I told the service this morning, if you're still eating 2-3 meals a day, you're richer than 90% of the people around the world. If you got some coins in your pocket, a few dollars in your pocket, you're among the 10% richest people on earth. We have much to be thankful for. And there might be things in an election we don't agree with. There's going to be, because there's always two sides. There might be things that we don't agree with the government or anything else. There might be things that we didn't like about in this last Tuesday. But brothers and sisters, our hope does not rely on kings or people. We need to pray for our president. We need to pray for our leaders. The Bible instructs us to do that. But our hope is not based on the king, except the King of Kings, Jesus. That is where our hope is based on. You know, somebody said this morning in the earlier service, "I'm thankful for difficulty because it's given me a chance to grow." Praise be to God! You say, "Jim, I don't like difficulty." Well, I don't much like it either. But it gives our faith a chance to grow, because either we're going to grow or we're going to turn our back and run the other way. Sometimes, listen to me now, if you know the book, this is in there. Sometimes God uses difficulty to redeem. Amen? Sometimes God uses difficulty to redeem. My good friend, one of the best friends I had these last 3 years, was Howard Krupinski. He come to Christ through cancer. God used difficulty to redeem. My neighbor at Leader, my dad's closest neighbor, Rick, died at 49 with cancer. He told me straight out, I have come here to Jesus through cancer. Sometimes God uses difficulty to redeem. I say, hallelujah. I say, praise God for caring enough for me to give me this difficulty that I might cry out to Him in repentance and salvation and be redeemed. I say, hallelujah. I say, praise be to God. Sometimes God uses hardship to help us grow. The Old Testament is full of it. Sometimes God says to you and me, I love you too much to let you keep going down the broad path. Sometimes He does. I told somebody that this very thing this week. He loves you too much to let you go any longer down the path to destruction. And sometimes life will be hard. Sometimes it'll be difficult. Sometimes there'll be difficulty because God wants to save your soul. Sometimes there'll be difficulty because you claim the name of Jesus, but you ain't walking with Him. And so He gives us some challenges to bring us back, just like the prodigal. You think he was having fun in the pig pen? Nah, he wasn't having much fun in the pig pen. God give him difficulty to bring him back. I am thankful that God loves us that much to say, I love you too much to leave you in the pig pen. I love you too much to leave you in sin. You might experience challenge for God to bring you to Himself. You might experience extreme difficulty, but God cares about your soul more than He cares about your comfort today. And so sometimes, friends, it's hard to be thankful for difficulty, but sometimes He uses difficult to save us and to bring us back and to mold us and to help us be the people of God that He wants us to be. And I am thankful He cares enough about us for that. I'm very thankful for that. Verse 5:18 of 1 Thessalonians reminds us by Paul, give thanks in all circumstances. It does not say when I feel like it. It does not say if things are going my way. If we claim the name of Christ, He says, give thanks in all circumstances. Not when I get my way. Not when things go the way I want them to. In all circumstances. That's the challenge from God to His church today. When things don't seem to be going our way. That's the challenge from the Master today. Church of God, stand up, He said, and give thanks. Because you got something to be thankful for. And so He challenges us with this word today. And we can go about life like the nine and say, well, it's about time. We can continue on our merry way to the priest and say, hey, I'm healed. It's about time. We can continue with that kind of attitude. Or we can be like the one and we can fall on our face before the Master and say, thank you, Jesus. Because my soul is important to you. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me of this disease. And it could have been leprosy or it could have been sin. And I just want us to think today and close today with this. Thanksgiving isn't the only time to be thankful. We should be thankful every day. If we know Jesus Christ as Lord, we have something to be thankful for. And if we don't know Him as Lord, friends, I wouldn't put it off. Eternity comes mighty quickly around here. Eternity comes mighty quickly to these parts. I've seen death happen mighty quickly to the mighty young. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord today, I would encourage you, while we're singing this last song, to come up here and pray with Pastor Les, who will be up front. We're going to sing a beautiful song called Great is Thy Faithfulness. And friends, if you're not sure you have been born again, you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you have put your faith in Christ, if you're not sure You're His child. Pray with Pastor Les today and make things right with Jesus.